Hello and welcome back to my podcast, Here to Grow with Honey. I am your host, Honey, and together we can stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. Welcome back. I'm so happy to have audience members who tap in week after week. It's not that you're superior, but it's that you're decided. I love connecting with people who are able to make a decision about their life. And there are some people that you're going to come across in your lifetime that they are just one in a million. And when you get access to that person, you know that you know that you know that that's a type of person that God went above and beyond with. And I happen to be that person because I know the work that God has done in my life. And so when I see people come and tap in and they are able to acknowledge the good, the mercy that follows my life, I am amazed at the sight that they can see, because most people can't see and hear anymore. A lot of people are dead men walking. So it's a joy to be around people who have sight to see and ears to hear and to know that God is alive and well. And so if this is your first time, excuse me, thank you for checking this out. Here to Grow with Honey is something that is just expansion. It's one way that God is expanding me. It's one way that God is saying that I will take your voice right where you are in that city. And I'm going to take that voice and send it around the nation. And so if you don't think that it happened, I have a way where I can look and see where people are watching and listening to the podcast around the world. And I'm telling you, you'll be surprised where people live in the world and find value in this podcast. So if God has asked you to do something, I want you to honor the ask, because there's someone in a town, in a city, in a state that's waiting for you to come alive, because God created you with a purpose, right? Because there are people around the world that need access to the gift that He's placed on you. So the fact that you pulled up to this podcast, that lets you know that what I'm saying is true. You were waiting for someone to speak this way, because you've heard many people speak in different ways, but it's something different about my delivery. And the difference is I'm talking about lived experience. So when I come on here week after week, I'm not sharing someone else's story. I'm telling you what I know to be true. I'm taking you into the private press. I'm taking you to the VIP of being, you know, behind the curtain with God, coming behind the veil and having these private conversations with God. You have access to that now through this podcast. And so as I'm spending my time with God, you know, I've learned that I have a way of thinking that's unlike anyone I know. Sometimes I have to stop myself from learning because I get so excited about learning. I get so excited about the development process of the brain. And as I'm going through my wholeness journey, I'm like, wow, I like to go back and retrace the steps and read books about the process that I went through unknowingly. And I'm just going through the process with gratitude. But when I really go in and read the book and I'm taking in the language of the things that had to be done for me to make it to this side of thinking, I am impressed by how impressive of a person I am. The way that I think is not normal. And besides that, I'm not afraid to be different. Whereas, like, there are certain women who can get caught up being one-dimensional, and they never discover all that they are because they only want to be accepted. But sometimes there's beauty in rejection. There's beauty for people falling away from you, because it's like your light, your intelligence, like it actually have people repelling from you. Because as you're submitted to God, you resist the devil. You resist the spirits that can't take it, and they'll flee from you, right? So as I'm sitting with God, I'm like, man, it's such an honor to have wisdom. It's such an honor to have knowledge, right? And to have applied learning that, you know, folds into understanding. But I'm going to tell you, the only challenge with this cognitive mind is that I have to go back to attach my emotions to the way of thinking, right? So you know how you could be in a place of learning something, you get so excited about something. And when you learn something new, you want to teach something new. And when I go back to teach something new, sometimes I'm teaching something new to people who are not excited about the information I'm about to give them. You know, and so when they receive the information, they're living in an emotion of distress sometimes, some uneasiness. And I'm giving them this new information, like, hey, I found this out, use this. But a lot of people aren't looking to make it out of a dark place in their mind. They're not looking to come out of error. They're not looking to come out of excuse. So when I'm thinking I'm delivering something that's like so profound, I'm met with crickets, because they're like, that thought process is too elevated for me to comprehend how that will benefit me. So what the Holy Spirit and Christ Jesus is working with me is in the area of bridging my mind and emotions. So let me break that down a little bit more. Help me, Holy Spirit. So regularly I live in the emotions of love, peace, joy, gentleness, goodness. Hardly ever am I frustrated, angry, out of control. So when I'm interacting with people who normally feel frustrated, anxious, out of control, I will use the strategies that work for me, and I will try to encourage them. But a lot of people aren't looking for encouragement. So I'm like, okay, what do I do when people don't want to make it outside of their mind? They don't want to make it outside of their habits. I'm having to learn more about emotions and identify when I'm sad so I can give more context and bring more compassion to conversations, because I want to make a connection with the person. Because, you know, it's okay to have a mindset that benefits people, but some people just want to cry about what they have going on. And so instead of their miracle being instant, they may have to just walk out that deliverance, because mentally they're not in a place to be delivered with just a seed sown. God may have to come back and keep watering that seed until they're ready to make that change. So to help me bridge my mind and my emotions, I'm in therapy, and I'm in therapy to become a better woman at saying, hey, I'm frustrated too at times, because when I'm frustrated, I quickly go and I'll pray about it. I'll be in my word. So sometimes I don't catch the frustration and live in it. So it's like being snatched from my temple. But I'm in therapy to at least process that a little bit better, because it'll at least give me language of, you know, how I labored in that frustration. Even if it's temporary, I can at least bring that level of compassion, that level of knowledge to my neighbor and say, well, you know, when I was frustrated, it made me feel this way. I felt incomplete. I was not myself. But instead of honeycombing that way, I'm like, man, you know, you got to get up. You got to be strong. You go, you know, this is what this season is requiring of you. And that's intimidating for some people. And so I need my therapist to help me labor with people who think different than I do. Because people will say what they need to do, but they won't do what they say they need to do. And so that's a bit confusing for me. So I'm learning how to, you know, be a human around people I love and make them feel, you know, comfortable about who they are and not challenge them to be more like me and to have more grace for people who say, I want this to take me 2 years and I want to talk about it for 2 years. And for honey to not, you know, lose herself in the thought of the time it's going to take this person to recover. Because, you know, when you're in a place of wholeness, you want that for everyone. But that may not be that person's goal. So I'm learning how to communicate effectively. And as I communicate effectively, I may have to put boundaries in place for people who are repeat offenders of breaking their own heart or, you know, causing torment in their own mind, because I can't rebuke a demonic spirit that someone wants to pick back up, because that spirit is going to come back 7 times stronger. That anger is going to come 7 times stronger. That frustration is going to come 7 times stronger. If you don't have a strategy for it, it's no point of asking God to take it away. Okay, if he take it away today, did you ask God for strategy of how to deal with your anger? And see, that's how I come to God. I come to God like, okay, you want for me to have peace. You want to be my deliverer. You are my shepherd. I am your sheep. I know that I can't live life by myself, so I need you. I desire you. But a lot of people aren't there because they are more accustomed to believing in themselves, even though they have failed themselves over and over again. But that's insanity to do the same thing and not try something new. Even if God, if that's a huge mind shift for you. But I'm like, you've tried everything else. You tried it your mom's way, your dad's way, your significant other's way. Is it really working? Because if it's working, we wouldn't be on all these medications. We wouldn't have all these distractions. You know, we wouldn't have this guilt, this shame. Why do we need shame and guilt if we truly are the best people that we desire to be? There will be no need for substance abuse. There will be no need for overeating, overcompensating for things, because we are who we want to be. No, we're not who we want to be. So we compensate to cover up the fact that there's more in us that we're not giving to ourselves. But despite that, I'm still wanting to bridge the gap from my mind to my emotions because I want to be a disciple that's relatable. I don't want to be so out of reach that, you know, I ever become self-righteous or be a Pharisee, because that's not my intentions. But you cannot help where your growth process takes you. But what I can do, I can go back to God and say, I need more compassion. Can you fill me up, Father? Right? And so that's what I'm doing. I'm going to do everything I can to become my best human, because I'm not going to allow people to aggravate me with their burdens. I'm not going to allow people to aggravate me with their excuses. What I'm going to do is I'm going to get better language to speak to you and say, oh, okay, I'm just going to let you do this. What have you decided to do? What do you think about this? And however they respond, I'm going to let them. And I'm going to let me keep growing with this growth mindset. But I just want to make sure that I have the language to use. I have coping strategies to use when I'm around miserable company. Because God said, being around people that you love, that's easy. You have to get around people who family members say that they're unlovable. So I'm going to need new language, because when God takes you to a place, you don't really have time for foolishness, because it's like, who are you and what are you doing? So you're going to use your 24 hours to do nothing, be nothing, think nothing, acknowledge. You're just going to acknowledge that you are a person that you're not. So, Now, I'm not going to sit around people and pretend with you. I'm just going to learn how to communicate effectively that I care for you, and I care for you in a way that you may not be able to comprehend yet, because it's going to require for you to love yourself. And until you love yourself, my words are going to always sound like a double-edged sword. And all I can do is do all I can do. And that's remain humble, remain grateful for the gifts that God has given me. Because I am honored to be this woman. And I'm so grateful for the community I have around me, those who are willing to go the extra mile to stretch themselves. You know, it's so beautiful when people want to grow with you. And so I'm grateful for those. I'm grateful for my children, because they are hanging in there. Like, they are some beautiful people. They are set apart. They are confident. They are daring. They are bold. They're just radical in their approach. And I see the difference when you are raised by someone with self-esteem, self-awareness, self-care, self-love. Man, you give your kids an opportunity to really imagine being whatever they want to be. But we have to come outside of thinking that depression is the best inheritance that we can give our children. Anxiety is the only thing that we could pass on. No, we're worth more than what we settle for. And so on this podcast, we're going to keep it real with each other. Know that I'll go through training. I'll walk through fire. I'll do whatever I have to do to make sure that I'm thoroughly equipped for this job. And the fact that I sat with my therapist and I had the word cognitive written on the board and the word emotions written on the board. And so we're going to do some intensive work to bridge the gap between those two. And it's only because I love learning. I love meeting more parts of myself. So then I'm going to become more whole. But the intention is to learn myself so I can give myself to you in a better way. So if you're on the other side of this, find a way where you can grow. Become a person that you are proud of. Don't make it to be the rule to look outside of yourself to be inspired. That's not the case. It should not be the case for any of us to look outside of ourselves for inspiration. I am my role model. The way I love, the way I think, the way I carry myself, I love being the woman that I am. Right? And I love how God loves me. I love that I get to participate in this kingdom process and I get to show up and I get to proclaim the good news that God is real and God is good. That's easy for me to do. I'm grateful to be asked. I'm grateful to be chosen. But I just want to find better ways to become more Christ-like so that I can bring more people to God's feet. So I want you to find what you're going to work on this week. And I want you to pray into that area and say, God, here's my area of weakness. I want you to breathe on this so that you can find glory in this moment and more people can come to you just based off my change, by me facing a discomfort, right? By me becoming more meek, right? There's other ways to be. There's things that we can work on daily. I just want to make it a habit to grow. And again, I'm Queen Lady Honey. Listen, I like to freestyle, and I just want to tell God, thank you for including me in today's plan. You know, before I was born, you knew that I would be right here in this room, in this space, with this big grin on my face, thanking you for considering me. You considered me then and you're considering me now. That is what keeps me going, is the consideration. I haven't been considered in the way that you consider me. So I show up here as a thank you. I'm wearing the thank you. I'm walking out the thank you. I'm speaking the thank you. And I'm having a lifestyle of thank you, Father, for seeing me, for knowing me, for acknowledging me, and for using me for such a time as this. And again, I'm Queen Lady Honey, asking us all to stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. Until next time.